Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Praise the Lord. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses are some scripture. It's our foundation scripture for life. We will stick to it by the grace of God. It's going to be awesome. Say amen. All right. John chapter 12, verse 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As I'm grown up, Yohane Nsempa, itra, ye dumi eno ye mua, ye etuno, any etuno ba ako, Nsempa no sedi Yohane itra koma eno, nitia, ye dumi eno, ni mua ye etuno, any etuno ba ako no. Atifia semu, wachero se, enkwa, ifri uwomo, omi enti evradi ase.
Na hila fubi wa wana oba sorry, but sorry, afashana sinimo. And oba Filippo a ofi Bethsaida wo Galilea no nchen no be ka chone so ura ye pese ehunu Yesu and oba Filippo a ofi Bethsaida wo Galilea no nchen no be ka chone so ura ye pese ehunu Yesu.
Interestingly, I'm working on tonight on a very special revelation that as Christians, children of God, as we live our destinies on earth and fulfill our lives on earth, are so many profound things that in this short life, in this very short life, God has given us wisdom. There are so many assets that God has given us. For example, God has given you life, given you opportunities. Many people don't have the opportunities you have. Oh, don't make a mistake. There are many people looking to be like you. Yeah. Opportunities, for example, beauty. The beauty you have, not everybody has. I met a woman who had been damaged, facial damage, with acids. Her boyfriend poured acids on her. I looked at the wickedness of the heart of man. It thrilled me. Then I realized that the heart needs to be put in order and correction. If I were not to be a man of God and I was a church member, a child of God, looking for a place to serve God, I would have looked for a church like Alabaster to worship. The church is not intimidated by me. They are not showing and favoritism because of what I have, what I can give in the world. That let's say that I build this church building and the pastor is not afraid of me, is not intimidated about my wealth and what I have, then I want to belong to that church. The pastor can look me in the eyes and say, "Stop the foolishness." Based or predicated on God's word. Everybody in this place is like cooked food. Cooked food. If we don't heat you up, you are decomposing. And a dianipia, a prono, goes to only one place, the dunk, the rubbish dunk. So everybody in this place will have to understand that I need to bring myself under subjection. I'm born again, I need to submit for training, for teaching. Teach them. We need that as Christians. We need that. Say a good amen. Amen. All right, really read John and you know where you.
Na hila fobi or wana oba sorry best sorry a fashion as anymore. And oba Filippo a ofi Bethsaida wa Galilea no nche. No be catch on say ura, ye pese ehunu Yesu. ɛna ɔbaa Filipo a ɔfiri Bɛsaida wɔ Galilea no nkyɛn na ɔbɛka kyerɛ no sɛ owura yɛpɛsɛ yɛhunu
Yesu. You may be seated in the presence of God and let's work on few other related scriptures. But I love the scripture we read on Sunday. It really has been ringing in my spirit throughout the whole of yesterday. The whole of today has been ringing in my spirit and in my heart. And it's Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. I think it's one of the serious scriptures in the Bible.
But Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24.
When he is dealing with the heart of a man, the Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 9, that the heart is deceitful above all things, and the heart is desperately wicked. The wickedness of the heart is in desperation. Your heart, its wicked properties or magnanimity goes in desperate spectrums. Akomano ayenadachi adina na yeyensemone para. That's the words he used. Ayensemone wujawa akomano ejumebe dino. It will want to do a lot of things. This flesh will want to do all kinds of crazy things. The reason why you will not do them is because you are born again, and when somebody becomes born again, he becomes a new creature. The new creation thinks differently in a disciplinary mindset. It didn't make us hear you. To be a Christian is not a religion, it's a mindset, it's a lifestyle. We'll be all these, crazy naked girls who walk on the streets of Africa. We all see them. But why don't we lust after them? Because when you become a Christian, or when you are in Christ, you become a new creature. So that is why you can't tell me that I don't know what came over me. When I pound on your deep, you can never say I don't know what came over me. Never. The Christian knows what he is doing at every given point. That is why the Holy Spirit lives in you and the grace of God is on your life. The Holy Spirit comes on you and helps and aids you to be able to do the will of God. Am I talking to a church? Who is listening to the word of God will have to understand he's dealing with the heart. The heart is a very, very dangerous thing. It is like the heart is like a bomb. Has so many cables, and you are trying to disarm the bomb. If you cut the wrong wires, you are a dead person. So the heart, you know, who dealing with the heart now? You're careful. Come in, isn't you? Yeah, very careful. Sometimes when I look at these young ladies, and they are telling them, I give you my heart. I give you my heart. You have just handed over to me a liability. You give me your heart. I give you all my heart. All. Heart and God, can I give you my heart? Now, what they all could have become. I say, rather give me your mind. Be renewed by the renewing of your mind. William Yangaho. Only English in that scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. Romans the 12th chapter, the first and second verses. Let's read that very quickly.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
read,
that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Present your bodies, not your spirit. Your bodies, dear. Your bodies, not your spirit. In other words, I don't have to wait until the best of my body is gone. Bebe ba kokura me hunu se fakwa me duro ni de nyanye yi wa. I'm on my way to hell, so I quickly switch and say I'm born again. I give my life to, and on, you know, it happened. A lot of the people who were people teachers or stood student teachers, whatever, they when they go on retirement, then they become catechists in the Presbyterian church. And from catechists, some of them, you know, who are high ranking, like directors of education and all that kind of thing, they retire and straight away they go to Trinity Theological College and they become reverend minister. I was telling my mother, let's retire all these old men and women, let them go to rest, and let's have some very vibrant people with fresh blood in the pulpits, because the way the world is going, we need to retire the old men. Not only in ministry, also in politics. We need to retire the old men in politics and tear. They don't want to hear this. Retire the old men in politics. Let's get some young, fresh blood in governance. Some brains. Tear. You hear me? You will not be sitting in air-conditioned offices with teas and coffees. Let me give you a good example. When Flight Lieutenant Rawlins was a young man, he went to the bush. He dug gutters or take gutters or swakoko. We need leaders like that. You can clap your hands. So everybody in this place, if you want politics, go into politics. Because we need people like you in governance. Yes, sir. We need people like you to be our MPs, our ministers, our whatever. TNN. People like me, the government don't want to hear. Unfortunately, they can't resist it, so they listen. Unti, say. Kansemwa si unti. Unti, say. Asuma me kensu ohini biya. Ohini na me kansemu unti ya. It's different because ohini ni entone suaba. Enyamu amu waje sem se few, 4 years, and you are no more whatever. Because you may go into opposition and never come back. You don't believe that? Go and ask EPP. As a matter of fact, they are dead. They are never coming back again. Read verse 2 again.
Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world.
Don't be conformed to this world.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of
your
mind.
Be transformed by the renewing of your, in other words, everybody needs transformation. Once you become born again, you have been transformed, but you need to renew your mind. Renew your mind. You are a Christian. Forget about all these crazy music. It's ungodly. Period. It's ungodly. I'm praying for all these secular musicians. One day you will see them coming to church one by one. One by one. Ungodly. Very, very, very ungodly. Very ungodly. Once I'm a Christian, there are certain, you know, scopes. Even in my dressing, my outfit, TNU. Yeah, sometimes you wouldn't grow a front tie, you know, and say, once you are a child of God, you are an asset to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And assets cannot just throw themselves about anyhow and any way. Everything that is precious and very dear, delicate to the Lord, he hides it. Like gold, like silver, like diamonds, platinum, like coal, like manganese, bauxite, like oil and gas. It's precious. God can go under the sea and hide a treasure. You want to dig it, go into the sea, dig it out and all that. There was something, you know, that was part of the incense of the high priest in the Old Testament. And it was, you know, the compositions were four. That made the incense, frankincense, myrrh, and then there was a component by the name onycha, and another by the name stacte. Onycha came from a fish, a shellfish, only found in the Red Sea, and it means that Moses will have to send divers to go deep into the sea and pick up those shellfishes, and then we take out that thing called onycha out of them, and then add it to the ingredients to be able to get that fragrance that God is looking for. Tiyai! Do the other study as you agree, so you scared to be an wash of your babetra. You know, Christo ni mini wasirimu trumu nego. You are not a daughter of Zion. You are not a daughter of Zion. The daughters of Zion, they are examples. They are examples. May cancer match it up. Sometimes when I see some of the trousers and all that, the people are coming to give offerings, they bend down and you see Omahini, Omotoman, Omotrum, Omojin strings, everything in all that. I'm your father. I am here giving oversight over it. Your future husband may be sitting down monitoring you and once is possibly observing you before they make a decision. You don't know, but you portray yourself in this way and you bring something that is precious that needs to be concealed. You bring it to the open to the whole church. That young man can easily make a decision. I think she is the wrong person. You've missed it. You've missed it. You have just missed it. Zion maba no kura kura wuye. Kura kura wuye. Tie ni amene okana. Kura kura wuye. Wuye decent. Asembi anyo. Mi wunye wo unufu no wapa so di chile wubiya. I don't know what is there. Enkremofu kura wante tiye papa. E kristu fo manu kwa siya fo fa. Tie ni amene okana. Sabe ye bit me abo because asamwa ye catch it no e bit me de enkwa abro. Oh, you are not hearing what I'm talking about. Yeah. And then they go and they come up. We've been praying and I've been praying. I've been waiting for a husband and husband is not coming. No. And I think that as soon as I for Brito or you could be an abbe for Nasariatia, a wawa come a phono and Nasariatia. Betty, praise the name of the Lord. Then when you only on a catch and say crack crown, or your bema catch it and catch and say crack crown, a member also come, motum can kind, true mukan kind, a hemu can kind, a pamomba, tinium no motum can kind, true mukan kind, a hemu can kind, and now who can kind, a pamomba, tia Betty. Can I be angry at you? I fear I be on hostile. Be on hostile, so say. True, not true, muye. True, muye. True, a hair muye. Me true, na huye. One tear, so I make a job. Ghana, I'm telling you, when I was on your sofa, and the dog will talk to you. Mranton, be brave, your motuum. A chain at Mota Forest. Shave your armpit. Shave your armpit and use nice abonua lime. Use it. Cleanse your body. Uya fa lime ni bi chu tru mu fa bi chu ahem fa bi chu chiru na. Oh my God, won't tear some man. Munchi mosi yi mosi munchi ni yi na di be kisi obi ba wa ha on your wedding day when they were seno e be kisi obi ba chu si yi chu takre masi yi na wenu monte ma wenu monte na numu kankai wo hoy na sitin e ya pa numu kankai wo na sitin e ya tie. Praise the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 22 verse number 15. Let's read it very quickly. Proverbs 22 verse number 15. Read the word of God.
Foolishness is bound in the heart.
Foolishness is bound. Because the baby is bound. It's intertwined. Connected to it. Intricated. That's what I'm talking about. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child.
But the rod of correction,
the rod of correction,
shall drive it far from
it. Shall drive it far away from it. Thank you.
A Jim Sam to Chira Bofra Koma Hom. At an etina bar, Bemanefrin Hom.
Okay, a Kuapemba Bruno, or say Bata Hom. Asantino say echichire ho. And Asantino is rather using the correct connotation, because bound means achichire ho. Praise the name of the Lord. Ejimisan foolishness is bound echichire abofra koma ho. Na dia.
Na atenetene aba be mane free ne ho.
Dia aba.
Atenetene aba.
Atenetene aba. Be mane free ne ho. We no say entiaso aba. Ebe mane free ho. I like this. Atenetene aba. Ebe mane free ho. E ka aba ho asem. Aba. May it come once. Psalm 23, verse 4. Psalm 23, verse 4. May it come abba and once. The rod or staff, whichever. King Kang.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Read.
Thy rod and thy staff.
And staff.
They comfort me.
Do you? He didn't say your love and your kisses comfort me. Your rod and staff brings me comfort. Dr. Chrissy, my mother, what I love about that woman of God is not her love, her generosity. I mean, mama loves and mama is too generous. Her generosity, I can go on and on and on about it. But I don't love all those things. Mama is strict. That is what I love about her. Very strict. You won't last around her. People can ask me, how is it that you have been with her for all these many years and she loves you? But then you the moving me. I love that about the woman of God.
Read.
Read. Back to that particular place and allow God to work on us. If not, we are joking. Read Psalm 23 in whatever. Let me hear you.
Verse 4.
Yeah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Richie, let's hear you.
Impose me name sum kabi bonwa. Insro boni biara. Isense wa ba na opuma.
Aba ne puma.
Ana chichi me re.
Ebe chichi o re. Aba de am dwin se nke di su su nke Yesu na eba. O sa aba na chichi me re. Puma na chichi me re. You know, every shepherd has abba. Every shepherd has poma. You can't wobble of whom I want to ask your paper, but when we say it in tree, you get a correct connotation. Because the English talks about a staff and a rod. And because sometimes, we have not been shepherds on the field, so possibly we are not getting the right implication. So let me use the three words. The first word is abba. A rod, a ba, a king. King, dear Mobeti, I say. Because we be anyhow, we hunu king. Ne Jimmy, some need to me to us. Just the presence of a king in the school will make everybody be in shape and line. One king. The teacher sometimes can just send somebody to drop a king on the table and the teacher can leave the class. Just the king will do the checking. And then they are in school. These days they don't cane the children and they have become so insubordinate. Do you know the number of canes that have gone into this body? Yeah, yeah, bring me my money to you. I feel when you boo bring me and cane. Abba! The rod of the shepherd is a very sharp one. It is shower out to me, be a child. And then the staff, poma. Every shepherd has poma because they walk in rocky places. And sometimes these lambs and sheep can go and stuck in places that you need to use the staff, to just chuck yourself and get the lamb out. And so that brings stability, that brings stamina, that brings, all kinds of, balance, equilibrium in the life of the Christian. I don't know anybody in this place who wants to live a Christian, a proper Christian life without balance. Everything must have balance. Spirituality must have balance. You cannot, you know, be doing lagarabashada when you need to go to work and make money and pay your bills. You need balance. Here a little, there a little. I can hear you. Here a little,
there a little.
That is what you need. You need balance. You need balance. We cannot, I mean, rest is good. But if I rest the whole year and expect blessing, breakthrough, it ain't going to happen. Am I talking to anybody? So I need balance. And the staff of the shepherd does the balance. Here a little, there. I can't hear you. Here a little,
there a little.
Yeah. You know, that is why I keep telling the people that marriage is romantic, but it's not always romantic. Oh yeah, it's not always romantic. You know, when we start paying diapers for two children, I mean, you know, why are you here on set me and you were in that? Now, if you did not have spacing for your children, and then you have one child is 1.5 years and another is possibly 0.5 years or whatever, you know, then the both children are going to be using Pampers at the same time. I mean, diapers during my children's time were not cheap. It's not, it wasn't even common. You know, the disposable, oh please, it wasn't common. We were still using napkins. Yeah, we were still using napkins, and then you would tie it some with some rubber, and then, you know, what did you say? Yeah, I'm so it wasn't easy. Now, these things were coming up. Me time crowd those days, you could buy the diapers, they could remove some of it, 2-3, and give it to you. Oh, it's not today that you could buy it bulk, big bag, and then no. It was too expensive. You couldn't buy it. I'm telling you. Now, everybody in this place will have to get the revelation of what we are talking. Serious. Don't miss. If you miss everything, don't miss what I'm about to tell you. Obiawa, you call yourself a child of God. Then your span of life being born again, you know, God will be able to entrust you into tutors and governors, and the Bible calls it in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse number 15. He said, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, and they shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. In other words, they will be feeding. We have a feeding to do. And the Bible said, you know, now, do you know even how long it took the grace of God to bring Bible study to this level? Do you know how long? If you mention Bible study, they don't like Bible study. So, at a point, we call it prophetic service. And then when you come, we say, open your Bible, Sula. It is an important. And then one day you teach for 3-4 weeks, they won't come again. We even collapse the Bible study. Because independent pattern, isn't it? Will you read that verse again? And then right after that, let's get into something revelatorical. Read English quickly, and then let's get into something else. Oh, come on. Read quick, listen.
Verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
They are going to feed you. You have a lot of feeding to receive. Feeding. Oh, I wish I can talk to you about feeding. Feeding? Go to Abeka Zongo. You will know the kind of feeding I'm talking about. I grew up here. I was born here in Tesano. I grew up in Abeka and Fadama. I understand feeding in Tesano. Latrogen, Cerelac. They nicely do it. Come and eat, baby. Come and eat. I will eat again. Running around. Eat again. Come to the Zongo. Another style. Feeding is happening at the same time. Millet. Soya. Coco ni hot. It's a chirabo frano. Ninsa baku womechi. I couldn't see kitem. Ubi kutani nai. And do it like this. And then they drop John is a guy looks macho already at 6 months. Macho already at 6 months. Feeding. I don't know which of the feeding you want, whether you want Tesano feeding or you want Zongo feed. That Zongo boy, see, fra Fonkole, Kunto Goli for Sisala, Nanumbang Mofre, Oma, you say, piti piti. I say, Inchanga, woman. Because they can't eat well. Preaching comes in two different ways. Junk preaching and healthy preaching. Just like food. Junk food, healthy food. TNM no kind of. And so I want to tell everybody in this place, when you come to a service like this, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, 4. Let's read it. Hebrews the 12th chapter, the 4th verse. By a Christian, I mean, it gets so shocking to me that Christians can go to church without Bibles. Are you serious? By now, the Bible must be something you love, you are proud to carry. That is why I look for a bad bag for my Bibles. I love the thing too much. Keep it. It's a treasure. Treasure!
Ye have not yet resisted unto death.
You have not blood. Yet resisted unto death, unto blood.
Unto blood. Striving against sin.
You are striving with sin. Even being born again, it's a battle. It's a fight we are having with sin. Read.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which
speaks
unto you.
You have forgotten the exhortation that speaks to you.
As unto children.
As unto children.
My son.
My son.
Despise not.
Despise not the chastening of the Lord.
Nor faint when thou art rebuked of him.
Don't be faint when God is rebuking you. Don't get faint when God is rebuked. Sometimes God will intentionally close that relationship and make that young man walk away from your life. And you may call it the devil, but it ain't no devil, baby. I'm telling you. God is on something. God knows that this guy will be a mess in the next 10 years. To you. Would destroy your life, your Christian life. You will be backslidden. And God will prevent it. And you ask, why? Why, Lord? Intentionally, will close the door on you. And prepare you. To move. Can you get you? You can clap your hands. Job chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Write it down, write it down. Keep writing script. You want to go to heaven and for quotation niagro. Upe heaven aqua quotation niagro. Now look at the way the world is stealing the hearts of youth, young people. I'm telling you. That is why I'm telling you. Let's retire the old men. This job now is not for old people. This job now is not for old people. There are certain ages will be dry, voluntarily they have to retire from the pulpit and do, you know, I love what they have done for Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. You know, he has retired from the pulpit and bless, you know, Evangelist Kolanda, he's doing well, beautiful. And then they have set up a social media studio in his house next to the beach. Facebook. The man of God has not less than 7 to 8, you know, million people following, almost 10 million following him on Facebook. And so when he sits down, he comes on and he is speaking to 8 10 million people from his room. I think that is even a better strategy from even going to erect a platform, lights and everything. And he is on retirement, but doing ministry even greater on another level. That's beautiful. I'm telling you. When I look at some of these, so-called secular, whatever, we are doing Jesus Rally. And Jesus Rally, we are going out, saving souls, crusades and everything. And these phone companies will never put their money in our rallies. But they will put it in Atopa music and places. And come and see young men and young women flooded. And Satan is stealing the hearts of these people. And we cannot preach the gospel like we preached it in yesterday. It has to be rigorous. It has to be very aggressive. It has to be boisterous. It has to be preached like madmen are talking for Jesus. That is how it's got to be. Oh yes, sir. Talking to right now. We need some crazy people to come and stand for the Lord and do the work of God. That they are crazy and they are mad. We need people to stand at the junction of heaven and hell and redirect traffic. We need people who will snatch souls from the hand of the devil who are going to hell. We want to snatch them out of hell fire. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tonight in the name of Jesus, let God anoint that kind of preachers and use them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You believe it, shout hey! Shout hey! Shout hey! That kind of preachers, we need them. You hear me, baby? But damn, am I used? But I'm full for Jesus. People can strip naked for the devil, smoke weed for the devil. Do you want us to be ashamed of the gospel? We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. I am telling you from tonight, ladies and gentlemen, some crazy people are coming with the fire of the Holy Spirit. They will rise and do exploits. I'm telling you, they will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. I see the glory of the Lord on a generation, on a new breed of preachers. Ladies and gentlemen, God is raising a new generation, raising a new army, raising a new militia. Men and women, get ready for fresh fire, for fresh oil, for fresh grace. In the name of Jesus, there is an anointing, which is an end time anointing, coming on God's people. In the name of Jesus, you believe it, shout hey! Yeah! Clap your hands for the Lord. Time I crawl in my death and ever preach, When you are maybe a bar. Let's read Psalm 89:30. Psalm 89, verse number 30. Psalm 89, verse 30. Let's read that. Interesting scripture.
Psalm 89:30. If his children forsake my law.
If my children forsake my law.
And walk not in my judgment.
Yeah! And they don't walk in my statutes.
If they break my statutes.
If they break my statutes.
And keep not my commandments.
And they do not keep my law and commandments.
Then will I visit their transgression.
I will visit their transgression.
With the rod.
With the rod.
And their iniquity with stripes.
Yeah! With a rod and with stripes. May the Ababa be shumpi. Shumpi. Kindness verse, interesting. But my mercies and grace.
Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him.
My loving kindness I will not utterly take away from
nor
him.
Nor suffer my faithfulness to fail.
Yeah, God is too faithful. His faithfulness. Okay, can you quickly? Let's hear God's word.
No one
this is very, very clear and simple. That is why I keep telling the people, don't invite me. Because sometimes they want excitement, sensationalism. They want you to come and preach in a particular way. Means so I don't have that message anymore. I don't have that message anymore. Repent or perish is my message. Who invited me Flagstaff House? Same message. I have been praying for an invitation. It will come. Don't worry. I have been praying for an invitation from His Excellency the President to just have a meeting with His cabinet. Only us. Ewuradi Yesu. Sad. Ebeyense mi, you know. Ida se o better no na me wo anka fu please anase yenye no wo mu na ye born again. Somebody clap those hands for the Lord. Asapa ku amankwa Christ so mu de I'm telling you, these people need to hear the truth. No crap. I was so amate. Now God will. Tell them the truth. Munyai and Crawford man keten keten na muni wamo ichen prana. Tell them. Tell them to forsake Freemasons. Yeah. And no occult person will enter the kingdom of heaven. Tell them. Oh yeah. Tell them that embezzlement of public funds comes with a strange ramification, consequence, and punishment from God. Stroke account. Caditus account. Blindness and ifraye account. When you make your soul, can't say your papa number brain stroke, you mean your mason. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't try. When you are making King and
Namde, or how I hold on my betching on us.
What did you hear?
Or how I hold on. One of them
may you want one? I can get you some. Who you have? How I would do it? But you answer. Now, my doyer,
I'm reading you mean free.
My doyer, I'm in you as soon as I do it at home. What do you have? Banny, bring me now, do it down. Every father does that. Oh, papa, you now, though. When you were a kid, and your father is caning you, he still loves you. Especially mothers will bring up, but she loves you. Will bring or show us some, but I am sincere. No, they was love. The fact that somebody loves you doesn't mean, you know, Job 1 can Job chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Let's hear God's word.
Job 5:17 and 18.
Yehua, o prenipa. Mamenke kan prenibi nchira. Na You collect people's money, now the adwane no tie. Nyame be proud. Baby, ya wudwane kono ye hu agina ho twen. You know, God is waiting for you. Where pigeon and nine say, you know, everybody is pigeon and nine saying, I pray before because what the war I ask you, cervical cancer, Bechon. Make us empty in here. When you make us away,
we'll
be proud. Say, me, Jina, and I'm going to use the office of trust which God has given me to exploit you. Ah, Yami be prami bruta. Minam catch it out. Would you let me start exploiting you and let's see what God will do? You'll be shocked. Oh, prami. Tiene America. O pa ma men fa girls wo dem ha ni omo ntwe pra na men fa offering no e ma o mso munyi. E no de Yehuwa be twa ma me ka na ko dru iron rods. Trilage. Wo dru wa no ma iron rod trailer na bo break na me de akowuram. Iron rods ne bibe wura me, he bibe wura me. Mi fun ye ntimi ne da mo be kata so ha ze covid ro ni nyame ngo e, ni nyame nko. We prame. Yeah! Make a catch that we're doing from Kwasi Afu Abegu or me, woman TNE, and son woman be wound when you be proud. And oh dear, Omo Pacho say when you be proud. Won't be brown man, Yami Pran woman be cool womb. Opa market anyway. And Randy be proud. Who better than my pro, Yami Pran? If you bought them my rum, boy, back, Ashama Methodist, what bought them in Ashama and CC Aminoka say? When you are proud, you will be proud. Hallelujah. I want to read something very profound, you know, in book of Leviticus, Mekinkain, Leviticus, baby, Leviticus chapter 26, 14. And if you answer, I was, wouldn't you? Who in this one? Who in King of MT?
What you say? Nasa man, Tiame. No more name ransom in
us.
Nasa more Pama Shady.
Nasa more Pama Shady.
No matter what the air of crying, you
know.
No more name ransom in us. No more boo a Pamna soa.
Two.
Men so dear Mayamuni. Mamma come to the Abatomo.
Mamma come to the Unami Prawa, or they are somewhere ill. What the Abatos. Read.
In Samawane of Fue.
Memma in Samawati Baculosis. Yehu e prawa ba dia ba kuma de ba so no. Number 3. Obemu afon. Yade be na nya awofon. E ka ho HIV number 1. Be fon is a skeleton. Number 2. Hepatitis B. Number 3. Kidney failures, liver failures. Uba fon. Tia ye. Read.
Never mammoni, I a samo.
When you never mammoni, I say samo.
Namakra at a pity.
Okra to a pity.
Namuba dear, Muba dear, qua, Namatam for biddy.
Muga could dear near man, our town for biddy. Her Ghana, we have sad you, we age in our man Ghana. So, your dear, Chinese phone call, see a free, a ban wound. It be grand, Tiao, Fenny Aisha. My jai will ba san sanko shimi be my jana man kuni club and a mini crumb for every am punchini nyai umugonsa won. You won't believe. Na yam penny for drin some over fam wedding yami be pramo. You who be pramo and son of move. Omwe riam ponche. We should give them community service. Prepre krumu and umkumufi. Aisha ko shini be. Gold awache a free or many mu a kunikurum ye jan is so unko discan. Nano Aisha too onos ye jano. Aisha to be the ninsa sinibu kase. One yam penny fu in a da nase woman yana wobe yu o motona misa Aisha medase. Boma manye meme boa wa me abo devu. She is bold. to the point that Sabrano, it was NDC government, and she made the statement in our face, you can't believe it. You know, penny for in a da. This girl, you know, is so dangerous to the point to say, they within the week in a chain, you know, or making one contact with China within 12 hours, they sharp internet attack, cyber attacks. They attack all our internet portals. Radio, TV station, be what Ghana, internet portals, and they shut it down for 12 hours. They send just a threat, a cyber threat to Ghana space. Bram! Everything went down. And Aisha is telling me, don't joke with me. Kushiniba. Now, where Jano or Kobuani Huyi? Ghana, it's in a winye, you know, attention, qua, attention in India. It's in Crofona, beat Umudi, Madiane, Mojapa, dear. It is a very sad thing. I think about it, it breaks my heart. Say, Muni Timama Muni, and you're not supposed to be Jasha, the Munya, you know, Bianco and Abusia for. Leave them! It's me, Jawobi. Interesting. How can come up?
Now, remember, near summer.
When you're Miss Obama and near Sasham.
Now, what do my town for any Munkugo?
Yeah! We'll be my town for any Munkugo.
Now, when I watch you more Asham or so. No be Ampamo, Obi Mpampo, Mumpa, Mojani. Obi Mpamo, Mumpa, Mojani.
Great, it was.
But I say, now, when I watch you more Asham or so.
One way, Chilimo! Bashamoso.
No bim pamu
mumpa. Bim pamu mumpa.
Mojani.
Danka said the enemy animal to me, Pepe, be as well, Mutuko, or my cotton, I keep fed. I call back, and said Gambia, said, you know, Yakaku, where you my bomber, the Yibas, Papa Bompa, and Mammy, and me here, Pepe, and said, Yankasia, some no tamu bag and everything. Take your bag and come home. And then at Gambia, Krofu, say to me, Kura, Aguina Quentia, Gajam, Siadi Aguina Gambia, so Pepe. Krofugu kolibuyinya kwanko bompa ema umabi jinase. Ema umpa ema. Let's go back to read Psalm 23 once again, verse number 4. I want us to, you know, revelatorically recreate it, and then let's see the revelation that comes out of it. And I want to tell everybody we want to grow in the Lord and bear fruits of righteousness. Read it, sir.
Sempo minam owos sum kabibomwa min show boni biara. If it's a one minute woho. Waba no puma na echeche mewere.
Waba ne puma echeche mewere. Aba echeche mewere. Puma echeche mewere. Wenyame aba echeche mewere. His rod comforts me. His staff comforts me. As we close, I want you to get the revelation that God is not sweet, sweet. As Job chapter 5, 17 and 18 said, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Because those that God loves, He chasteneth. T.I. The preaching, the gospel is not no. Abba, Abba, Abba. The rod comforts me. Correct me. Read that one and let's close. There is a rod next to your Christian faith. The other preachers won't tell you. They're telling you all kinds of crazy junk. You want to make it on earth and make it in heaven or make it to heaven. Then Abba and the Poma. I was say church. I will a church before Abba. So many people come around, and sometimes when they see the ministry from afar, wow, Sophie, well, you're good. He preaches well. He preaches now. I like the guy, and all. And then when they begin to come closer, you know, this one is, especially those that have been sent, they say, go and try him. So, this guy is a crazy lunatic for Jesus. You don't try this one. I would to say, I'd be going to boys school.
But Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 24.
me.
Before that verse,
Erade me hunu se onipa kwan ni nsam.
Onipa bia ekwan a wonam asede obesi fa toto ne ni nsam.
Eni onipa nsam se
yona. Eni onipa nsam se wonam
a. Obetutu nanam.
Obetutu nanam.
Erade tia me.
Tia me.
Nsu ye ne se de fata nko.
Tia me. Me ma okwan tia me. Tia me. Ni yan tia. Oda boy e chi na bijina ha ne ye ntia ne ye hɔ. Ade nkwa si asuba no no. Wudi obi kunu echi. And then you come here and we pamper you. What kind of Christianity is that? And you come and then you drop 200 Ghana city and say, oh, D, please pray for me. More is coming.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.